from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Strong start. You were very strong in that, Marty.
Yeah, because I've decided I'm going to massively commit to it.
Yeah, okay, good.
The concentration on your face is next level.
You wouldn't think, you'd think it would just come naturally.
Yeah, you still got to think about it. Especially after a weekend.
Because it's funny timing. I mean, I don't want to go too far into it.
Yeah, no.
It's not as easy as it looks.
No.
Coming in at number one on the top six at six this morning, Eminem's fans blast woke changes to much-loved characters. The sexy green Eminem's character has traded in her signature go-go boots for a pair of cool, laid-back sneakers to reflect her effortless confidence.
What?
They're mucking around with the M&M's, guys.
Yeah. The orange one also suffers from anxiety now.
Riddled with anxiety to represent the millennials of the world.
Well, we don't want to leave the millennials out. God forbid. Number two, the Australian Open security orders a woman to remove her shirt featuring a message supporting Peng Shui.
Oh.
Yeah, that had a real fascist vibe to it, didn't it? I didn't like that. I don't know why you can't wear a T-shirt wondering where Peng Shui might be.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's the top of the list of things that you can't take into the Australian Open.
Part of the T's and C's, is it? The tickets or something?
Yeah.
Political statements.
Yeah. But you've got flags in there.
That's true. Yes.
Gee.
That's a good
really
point.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't even thought about previously.
Stumbled onto a really good point.
Yeah, I know. I stumbled onto a massive point. You can wave a Serbian flag in there like there's no tomorrow.
Can't wear a T-shirt.
Can't wear a T-shirt that says, "Where's Peng Shui?"
Oh. Interesting.
Several other noises of breath, exhalation.
What's more of those coming up this morning?
Oh, won't there be? Oh, number three, Danny Laidley sparks engagement rumours. Hang on, after showing off a massive ring, diamond ring, I should say, after reconnecting with her childhood sweetheart.
Oh, nice.
Now, what's going on here?
That is exciting news.
Is the childhood sweetheart a man or a woman?
A female.
A female.
Yes.
And Danny was, we saw a photo of Danny this morning. What
doing
was she doing?
Toss.
Coin toss for what?
For the AFLW's Pride round, I believe.
Is it just me that feels like the AFLW is really under the radar at the moment?
I have not heard a lot about
well,
it.
Well, and the thing
really
was, I singled this out to Matthew and said, let's get an AFLW person on the show. What was her name, Matthew?
Kate McCarthy.
Right. And Kate McCarthy not only didn't even answer her phone on the morning when she was scheduled to be on the show.
Maybe she had an appointment she forgot
about. Well, she might have. But then Matt followed up and rang her and said, what's going on? We never heard back then.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, you try and do them a favour is my point.
Oh, that is weird.
And you just get donuts.
Not a text.
Anyway,
nothing
best
bad.
Of luck to Kate. She won't be on the show again.
Well, we tried.
And she wasn't on the show in the first place. Pull your finger out, sweets. Number four. Dylan Allcott defeats Niels Vink to reach Australian Open semi-finals. Can anyone beat this bloke?
He's on a roll.
He is, well, quite literally, because he's in a wheelchair. But can anyone beat him?
He's going to be playing, I think it's Lapthorn in the semi. So he's probably
Lapthorn.
His career rival. They've met many times.
Oh, right. So it's him and Lapthorn that just end up in the semis and
I think
hope they're not on the same side of the draw kind of thing.
I did watch a little bit of it last night. It is incredible.
It's unbelievable.
How they play that game in a wheelchair.
The turning circle is what I'm always amazed at. How they can manoeuvre the actual chair.
Yeah.
The speed of the turn.
Yeah.
It's like having a zero-turn mower. And in fact, perhaps that's something we could think about with tennis. Tennis on mowers.
Oh,
just an idea, as I've had a couple of good ones this morning.
Yes.
The flag one you might remember.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I took a note of that.
Yeah. Number five, Jacinda Ardern cancels her own wedding amid new Omicron restrictions.
Mm.
Just leading from the front, as always, Jacinda.
Well, she couldn't go ahead with her own wedding.
Imagine if she did. She shut the whole joint down about 15 times, and then she's given it a bit of toss on the bouquet.
Yeah.
Hey, what a day.
Yeah.
Check out me ring. Not that one. Come around the front.
Have some respect.
She's the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
I don't care who she is.
15 seconds.
You're allowed to do a joke about her ring. Number six, Sean Penn, hang on, is left unimpressed after being forced to wait in line at popular Bondi hotspot, the Raw Bar.
Top six at six.
6. What's on the
back page? Let's get your sport update. The wide world of Will. What's happening, Will?
The Ash Barty train just keeps on chugging.
Yeah.
She defeated Amanda Anisimova of the USA, 6-4, 6-3. Nice and comfy.
Nice, easy hit out for Ash.
Into her fourth consecutive Australian Open quarterfinal.
Where they thought she might have been playing Osaka, but that's not happening now.
Yes, she'll be playing Jessica Pegula.
Have we seen the end of Osaka? And I only say that because of her sort of inconsistency
right.
and some of her mental health battles.
Yes, she pulled out of Wimbledon last year.
I wonder how she's going.
Oh, she's fine.
Is she?
She was playing pretty good tennis and then
we'll see.
Had a bad one.
We'll see if she wins another one.
I think she'll be fine.
Okay.
Rafael Nadal, the 35-year-old, he might be the first person to get 21 Grand Slams.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh. Everyone loves Rafa. Mm.
That story is starting to come together. So he defeated Adrian Mannarino. The first set went for 81 minutes.
I know.
With a 16-14.
16-14
tiebreak. But then he cruised.
Relentless.
He cruised after that three-set victory, and it's his 14th quarterfinal at the Australian Open, which is 14th. Unbelievable.
How many has he won?
He's only won one.
Has he?
But he's made another four finals.
Well, because Djokovic won so many.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's the French that he's done most of his damage.
He's a clay court specialist.
He is. And now that Alexander Zverev, he's a massive boil over against Denis Shapovalov, which means that it's opened that side of the draw for Nadal.
Mm.
And Kyrgios and Kokkinakis are into the doubles quarterfinal, which is fun. Mm. They defeated the 15th seeds after beating the first seeds in the round before that, and they'll play the 6th seeds in that tournament
and tomorrow. A bit of argy-bargy in the dressing rooms.
A little bit with the first seeds.
The trainer of the other blokes didn't like the way they were showboating.
Thought it was a bit disrespectful, but there wasn't a whole lot to see there.
It depends what your idea of tennis is, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think it's going to be sort of strawberries and cream and blokes puncing around in white shorts, well, I think those days are over.
Yeah. With a rowdy crowd like that, you can see how you'd get frustrated if...
If you're losing. Yeah. You'd love it if you were winning.
Oh,
you're not, you're losing. Losers have meetings.
No, but that guy who won the other day had an issue with it too, because it was extremely disrespectful.
Yeah.
Maybe
you're right, he did.
Yeah.
Demon Orr will play Jannik Sinner, the 11th seed from Italy, at 1 p.m. today. So set your dial for that one.
Mm.
And that is his fourth round match. And Tsitsipas will be the main event playing Taylor Fritz tonight at Rod Laver
Arena. How's Tsitsipas going? I haven't heard anything about Tsitsipas this tournament.
He's just motoring along.
He's just quietly working his way through the Dolomites and the Saganaki.
Yep. After Medvedev, he's the next highest seeded player in the tournament.
Is he?
He may well feature in the final. In the BBL, the Adelaide Strikers will play the Sydney Sixers in the BBL semi-final called the Challenger.
Wouldn't have, mate. I reckon I could honestly say I haven't seen a ball of it.
The Strikers beating the Thunder last night. And Daniel Ricciardo, the hottest 100 on another station, Triple J, over the weekend.
Yeah.
Daniel Ricciardo featured in the number 57 track by Gang of Youths called The Man Himself. Here is a bit of how that sounds. Sydney band, Gang of Youths.
I know Gang of Youths.
Yeah. And he featured on the song credits as percussion.
Yeah.
And a video from October on their Instagram account shows Ricciardo playing some drums for them.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the extent.
That's the cameo. And he got credited.
He's credited as a percussionist.
Oh, that's fun.
Well done, Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah, well done.
Hottest 100 debut. The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.